The average person spends about 15 seconds on an article before scrolling to the next one, and 81% of us admit that we don't really read, we skim, we just get the basic gist and then we bounce and move on to the next thing. When it comes to news or other things, skimming is fine, but when it comes to important things, we really should be focusing and concentrating on what we're doing, but because of our short attention spans, we're all guilty of sometimes skimming through important stuff too. So let me give you the skim summary of the entire Sefer of Devarim really quickly. The Ramban says that the basic idea of Sefer Devarim, yes, there are a few new mitzvos that are introduced, but for the most part, it's a lot of review of mitzvos that were given to us, and also Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing the things that we've done wrong, the sins that we committed, and warning us not to do them again and be careful about them. And his parting message is reminding us that Hashem is full of rachamim and full of mercy, and if we do tshuva, Hashem will always welcome us back. Was that quick enough? No? You want something shorter? Okay. Here's something even shorter, you don't need a summary. Reb Chaim, the brother of the Maharal, says, without even reading anything, just look at the Chumash, and the names of the Parshios will be the hidden message that summarizes what Devarim is all about. Moshe turns to the Jewish people and he says, Devarim, these words that I'm saying to you, Ve'eschanan, I beg you to listen to. Akev, because, Re'eh, look at the situation. Shoftim, there will be judgment for what happens in your life. Kisetze, when you leave this world, Kisavo, and you come to the next world where you'll be judged. And although Nitzavim, you feel like you're standing here today, Vayelech, tomorrow you'll be gone. So therefore, Ha'azinu, listen to my words when I'm telling you, Vizos HaBracha, and if you follow them, you will receive Bracha. This was Moshe's parting message as he said farewell to the Jewish people. Don't skim through life. It needs attention, because if you don't give it attention, you'll sin and you'll fall to make the same mistakes you've already made. And remember that as long as you try to be careful and you do teshuvah for any mistakes you've made, Hashem will welcome you back with open arms, because he's full of mercy, and Hashem will give you bracha. Wishing you all a blessed Shabbos.